You've had two family members that you've lost to cancer. Tell us about them.
Yeah, so my relationship with cancer started kind of before even my understanding of cancer started. I lost my aunt, my dad's sister, to cancer, lymphoma, when I was 2 years old, so going to funerals and hospitals and whatnot before I knew what any of that meant and understood the permanence of death and what cancer was or anything like that. So I feel a little further removed from that loss and that experience with cancer, but thinking back, I remember how it affected my family and the sadness and the feeling of loss. And even though I didn't understand it, I knew that something was different mm-hmm. and off and wrong
yeah.
going on in my family. Fast forward a couple years, I was 6 years old and I lost my father to cancer. So I was six years old and brother was four, also lymphoma. So my grandmother having lost two kids, me losing my father, my mom losing her husband, it was definitely, I was a lot more aware of it by that mm-hmm. point, what it meant and whatnot. And the only two memories I have of my father are both connected to cancer. Mm-hmm. The first being a time when he was still in the hospital being treated. We were going to the hospital to visit him. And I remember they have you put on masks, not for your protection, but for theirs, mm-hmm. so that you don't get them sick while they're trying to fight off the cancer. And I, for whatever reason, didn't want to put on the mask. I don't know. I was didn't like the look of it, or I was scared of it. I don't mm-hmm. know. I was 6 years old. And thinking back, it's just crazy. It's one of my biggest regrets was just not going in to see him.
Yeah. How if you can remember, I mean, you were 6 years old. How did you, what were your feelings knowing your dad was battling this disease?
Yeah, I don't know if I really understood the intensity of what he was fighting. I mean, I knew that it was bad. I knew that I couldn't see him all the time. I knew that I could tell that my mom was just scared, and so I knew something was wrong, but I don't think I really understood what it meant. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my brother was only four, we went on with our lives, you know, going to school every day and whatnot, and but I don't think it really impacted me until, you know, the day he passed. And mm-hmm. that's when I really understood like what it meant and what he was fighting that entire time.
And you say that the only two memories you have of your dad has to because of cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the first memory, that was the mask and not wanting to go into the hospital room that day. The second was the day he actually passed. Yeah. I did see him that morning, did go into the hospital room, and that day did feel different. Mm-hmm. Thinking back, I know it felt different because everyone else knew he was going to pass that day.
Yeah.
But obviously my mom didn't share that with my sure. brother and I. So we saw him that morning, just like any other morning where you go to visit. And again, thinking back, I know that my mom knew because she stayed behind and she sent us away with a family friend to go get something to eat. And when we came back, you know, we're all happy-go-lucky. We have our McDonald's or whatever it yeah. was. And we want to go to the room to see him again. And whichever family friend we were with said, no, we're going to go to the waiting room and just eat our food. And we didn't understand why. And then my mom walks in tears. And she tells us. And that's the last memory mm-hmm. I have.
So now you're taking part of the Knox County Relay for Life. How long have you been a part of the Relay for Life?
Yeah, so I got involved. I grew up in Southern California, actually, before I moved here to Galesburg. And so I got involved with Relay middle school. At the time, so in my hometown, Yucaipa, California, Relay for Life was it is here too, but a significant community event. Mm-hmm. Everyone in the community came together, and it was just coming together, having fun. There was carnival rides, whatever. So I just started going just for fun, and I would, you know, make my donation each year, whatever, wasn't significantly involved. Progressively got more involved throughout middle school, high school, whatnot. So when I moved here to Galesburg, I knew that I wanted to stay involved. I had been a team captain at relays in the past that I had been involved with, so I knew that I wanted to get more involved. So when I had that opportunity to kind of get attached to Relay for Life here, I jumped at that opportunity, mm-hmm. and now I'm serving as the Knox College liaison. I work at Knox College as the coordinator for student engagement, so helping the students to see the importance and get involved and hopefully get them to create some teams and mm-hmm. fundraise and whatnot.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this final question. You know, you experienced it as a kid. You know, your father passed away and they didn't share that a lot of information with you. What advice would you give to a parent who has to, you know, has a kid that's got a family? Would you want it differently? Should a parent share more information with a child to kind of help them better understand, or is it better not to say anything?
Thinking back, I think my mom knew us well enough to know what we needed at the time. So I think the best advice anyone could give, I know parenting's hard, like everyone knows that. So just doing what you feel right for your kid, I think. My mom must have known that that's what we needed. We needed the innocence, and we needed to not really know the extent of what was going on. So I don't blame her for that decision. Yeah. I think that she did what was right.
Yeah. All right, Andrew, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.